All right. Well, you've probably heard about the fact I'm having my latest book, The Physician's Guide to Money and Life. It is available right now. Now, of course, you can buy it from Amazon, but if you want the best deal possible, what you're going to want to do is buy it from me by texting DocBook. That's DocBook. That's one word, DocBook, to 44222. Or, of course, you can go to the website, which is drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. Now, I'm offering all kinds of bonuses with this. Make sure to check out the website, send the text, and we'll shoot you right over so you can check it out.
Hello, my friends. This is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast.
This podcast today is focused on the quarterly updates I do. If you haven't checked out one of these episodes, you may have heard that I'm doing all kinds of crazy things. I've bought an online business. I have the podcast, of course, and I have gotten into my latest craze, land flipping. So this podcast today is a quick way to give you an update on what is going on with my life, what's going on with these different financial experiments, what's working, what's not working, and lessons that you can learn along the way as you track in this journey with me. So podcast update for quarter one, we've continued to get growth in the podcast and downloads. We're closely approaching 100,000 downloads since I switched to a Podbean about a year and a half ago or so. So I am so grateful for everyone for listening and checking out the podcast. And as of the end of the first quarter, we had reached out to a few people to become sponsors for the podcast. So hopefully we'll have more news on that in quarter number two. And for the podcast, that's just about it. Pretty simple, pretty straightforward. Of course, you're listening to it. And just some reflections as I look at this journey in podcasting. This is year four. 4 years that I have been pursuing this side hustle. And one lesson that I will mention over and over again is when you do a blog, when you do a podcast, for most of us, it's a passion project. And hopefully the money follows. Hopefully that people see value in what you're doing. So I hope that's the case here and that money will follow doing a great job. And if nothing else, I'm having great conversations and meeting awesome people and having the opportunity to reach out to someone like you. So that's the podcast update. The other thing that I had done over a year ago now is a relative and I had acquired a mobile gaming kit business, which is basically an entity that goes and has a bunch of software and code and makes it available to people to buy so that they don't have to do all the programming themselves. So this is an existing business, and this business that we call Developer Clash is the name of our entity. It first quarter, I would say, did okay to below average. And the good news is it's not like it's disappeared. It is still with us. We had in January about $2,400 in a month in revenue, February 2,000, and then March 1,800. And so you can see it's been declining since we bought it. There were some months we had some really nice spikes up and we had big distributions. And there's a number of reasons that I can kind of attribute to this. Number one, it's something that I bought for a business reason. It wasn't really something I was probably super passionate about, although I love mobile games. My relative as well, and obviously with all the things I'm doing, time has been an issue to spend on this business. My relative has been super crunched for time as well. He has been a scout master for his son's Boy Scout troop. He volunteers at his church. And of course, he has his normal 8-to-5 job. And so the time to spend on this project has really been waylaid. And I find for myself, as I'm doing all these different things, you know, I kind of focus on what's my passion and what's the money. And because the money hasn't been as great as I hoped, I've kind of lost a bit of the passion for this business. And the tough thing about when you partner with someone, of course, is that the financial rewards aren't nearly as great as when you do something yourself. And so
that's been a little bit of a struggle for me personally, as I look at what time and resources do I want to invest in this business. I think some of the other difficulties is when you have software, of course, people can pirate it. And we had an instance recently where someone's been giving away our software. And then apparently coming across as though they're us and trying to sell it. And so we're trying to track that down and figure that out. So I think that's part of the reason. The other thing is we haven't really changed the website at all since we bought it. And it's something we've been intending to do, but it's in this FTP thing that I've been meaning to want to convert to WordPress, but it costs money to hire someone to do that. And when there's not a whole lot of money coming in this case, that'd be 10% of our revenue, not including the earnout. I'm just not that incentivized to want to get that done. So the good news is, you know, after expenses and everything, we've been profitable, which is great. And we've had distributions, which is great. And we've had the earnout, which makes the previous owner not having to have paid the previous owner as much cash as we possibly could have. So all of those have been good things. And I think our strengths that I can point to are successes. And so as things move forward with the land business, you know, I'm hoping to dedicate more time here to get things converted over to WordPress and to continue in this journey of improving this business. We had been through some staff difficulties as well, where we've tried to hire some people and things just haven't worked out to take time off of my plate and Richard's plate. One of them has turned out really well. Other couple of people have been very difficult to nail down. So hopefully as I start to redirect my energies in the summer months, business can be revitalized some, and hopefully we can increase sales as we put more money into R&D and hiring someone that could take some of the load off of our shoulders and perhaps generate more interest and more sales for the business. So that's the city building kit, which overall, you know, I would say originally I had offered a 50-50 earnout and down payment, and if I was to do it all over again, and then we went up to 60-40 cash to earnout, I definitely would have stuck more to the 50-50. I would have made sure to have the website move to WordPress ahead of time so it would be more easily to edit. But I don't regret it at all. I think it's been a good experiment. It's been one that it's an existing business that has revenue. It can be done better. And I'm hoping to get the sales up so that a year from now, year and a half from now, we can turn around and sell it and just move on from this business. If it just peters out entirely, I guess that's what it does. And that'll be okay. But I think we have enough interest and enough people that inquire about it that we should continue to get sales and hopefully even bump them up significantly. So that city building kit, the online business that we acquired, and let's move on to the land business, my other financial experiment that this has really become my passion. I think in retrospect, this was something that I understood well. Not that I understood all of the ins and outs or every single detail or even a lot of the details. This business really seems to fit well with me and my personality. And I think some of the skills that I have acquired. So there's lots of good news happening here. Through March, I got really, really busy. So in December, we bought 3 properties. And by January, we had sold all 3 of those properties. In January, I acquired 1 property. Starting in February, we started mailing again, very beginning of February. And I bought 4 properties in February. And I didn't sell anything beyond the one that we had bought in January. So sales were a little slow because, of course, we were just ramping up. In March, things really got heated up. I bought 12 properties in March. 12 properties in March, and we sold 8. We sold 8 properties in March. So altogether,
by the time March had come and gone, I had bought 20 properties already and had sold 12, which my goal was to have bought about 12 altogether. And so I crushed my goal buying 20 instead of 12 since we started. And then on the sell side, I was hoping to maybe sell a total of 9 properties, and we crushed that as well by selling 12. So that was awesome. And of the properties we sold, the ones that we sold in January initially that we had bought in December, I sold them wholesale, which what that means is essentially you're selling it to another land investor. All right, well, let's take a pause here for a second and go to our commercial break. Well, if you are like some members of my audience, you are committed to being an amazing doctor and succeeding at life. But the truth is you've never had all this financial training during medical school, and you're just struggling with enough time to do it all. Well, my friend, over 2 years ago, I started on this journey of writing my next book. And it was a book for residents and fellows. And I reached out to a few potential authors, and Amanda Liu joined me in this journey. Finally, it is available, The Physician's Guide, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life. It is packed with pretty much anything and everything you want to know as a young physician. Millionaire mindset, debt payoff, buying your first home, and contract negotiation. Now, of course, you can pick it up at Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any major vendor. However, if you want the best deal possible, you are going to want to get it from me by texting DOCBOOK, that's all one word, DOCBOOK, to 44222, or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. Now, why am I suggesting to do this? Well, it's because I am offering the sun, the moon, and the stars when you buy it directly from me, because not only will you get a physical copy of the book, for only about $25, $24.95, you are going to get the following as a bonus. Of course, the physical copy of the book, an electronic copy of the book, an audio copy of my other book, The Freedom Formula for Physicians, all of the episodes of The Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, over 4 seasons worth of material, and you're going to get an electronic copy of the newest edition of the Tax Reduction Prescriptions. And on top of that, you're going to get a whole new write-up on my journey in land investing. You're going to get exclusive content on that as I am going forward. My friends, this is over $100 retail of priceless knowledge. Are you ready to pick up this book and all the bonuses and get all that financial training that you've desired? You're going to get it from me by texting DOCBOOK. Again, that's all one word, DOCBOOK, to 44222. Or going to www.drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. To snag your copy now, text DOCBOOK to 44222. Or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DOCBOOK. And now, back to the show. So I wasn't selling it to a retail investor getting retail prices. To give you an idea, the first one was we bought it for $800, sold it for $1,600. Second one, bought it for $1,000, sold it for $1,900. Third one, bought it for $400, sold it for $600. So small little wins, some larger than others. You know, we had $800 and $900, which helped to cover all the mailing costs and get a small profit. But it was the February property where I sold my first retail property. And this particular property I love. It is filled with trees. It's in a preserve. It's located in southwestern Colorado. And something just really clicked with me about this property. We bought it for $1,500. And assuming this person makes their payments, we will have sold it for $7,000. That is a nice rate of return, right? That's $5,500 of profit from one property. My second property, bought for $1,700 in the same area. And assuming this person makes their payments, we will have sold it for $10,000. That's over $8,000 of profit. And that was bought
on March 7th, 2018, and we sold it on March 11th. That only took 4 days for that guy to sell. The next property I bought for $2,200 and I sold wholesale for $3,700. So I got a much nicer profit on this guy. And what's interesting about this particular property, it really started a friendship for me with another land geek. And he has now bought a couple of different properties from me. And we've talked back and forth, and it's been a really nice relationship for me for wholesaling. And then I sold another note property. Then I sold my first cash property. Then I sold another note and another note. And finally, a cash property, another note property. So altogether, if you add everything up, you know, we're probably looking at, assuming these people make their note payments, I've added something like $80,000 of revenue. That's some of it current, some of it future. And the future income on a monthly basis through the end of March was about $1,100 a month that I could count on every month, assuming these people make their note payments. With of that, I would capture about $850 or something like that. So it's been a wonderful start to from having no recurring revenue to having over $1,000 a month now. And of course, I had a lot of cash sales. So with wholesale and the cash sales, so I got to replenish my war chest and have a profit on top of that. And what I did in February and March that really worked well was I started mailing out 250 letters a week. 250 letters. So over a month, 1,000 letters. Over 2 months, 2,000 letters. And it led to so many buying opportunities. As a matter of fact, continued in April, which we'll talk about more next time. And what I ended up doing, I found that as I talked to buyers that they really loved properties with trees. And so I found places with trees and I bought them and I sold them. So I kind of listened to what the market was looking for. However, the problem with those beautiful, wonderful tree properties is that all of them were part of homeowners associations, which led to more things I had to learn and discover and was a lot more complicated. Some of the lots already had sewer, power, and water, which sounds awesome. But the problem is now I have to go and talk to the homeowner association and see what they have for their dues and has this person paid their dues. And I had to get people to sign letters to get me to talk to the homeowner association. Then I had to call the sewer company, the water and sewer company, and figure out were they any back owed dues there that the people hadn't paid, which the costs were something like $150 a year without penalties. And then I have, of course, had to do the usuals of contacting the county and seeing what they owed in property taxes. And I had to understand how close were the sewer lines and the electricity and how much would it cost to install. So it was a lot of information on top of buying a lot of properties. And I probably made a mistake along the way because I didn't understand all of the ins and outs and the people who I needed to talk to in that process. And so the good news is I've sold lots and lots of properties, which led to lots of revenue, which include $200 document fees. So for each one of those properties, I charge a $200 document fee on top of the recurring notes. So you can see that that led to a big influx of revenue. And some people would put down $500 or $1,000 down, where I was getting my money back fairly quickly on these properties. And I've been so passionate and interested in this. I really have been grinding it out, working very long hours, working during lunches, working at home, researching, mailing, calling, following up. And I've probably been working 80 to 90 hour weeks when you add everything up. The great thing is it's re-energized me. I've felt so fascinated. Yet on the other hand, it took away time from family. It took away
time from spending time with my wife and my two girls. And coming into April, I knew this wasn't something I wanted to do forever. So I've started outsourcing more and more things. I now have, at this point, 3 virtual assistants who are helping me with that business, one from Jamaica, one from the Philippines, and one that's here domestically in the United States. And so that's allowed me, with having recurring revenue now, to be able to pay those people in order to sell more properties and buy more properties, and I'm continuing to train them up. As a matter of fact, for the month of May and April, I have not mailed at all because I just need to get a handle on what I'm doing. I've had so much deal flow of properties buying and properties selling. I have so much in the pipeline, I can't even handle it all, quite frankly. And so I've gotten to the point that I'm sure I'm going to talk about this in the second quarter update, where I've ran out of the money I budgeted to buy properties. So I've ran into that capital problem that we talk about. And so my wife and I are going to have to talk about, well, what does that look like? Obviously, this is a growing business, and I would like to be able to invest more money, but we have to figure out, where does that come from? Do we use cash? Do we use debt? What does that look like? So my friends, for some of the lessons learned, if I'm just to sum up, wholesaling is great, helps provide cash. This business takes an investment of time, a huge investment of time. But as you start to hire these assistants, they can take some of that off of you. And the question starts becoming, how much work, how much money do you have to scale the business? As of this time of this recording, I have not had any defaults yet on any of the notes. I'm sure that will come at some point. But overall, I'm so grateful for this journey, and I see myself doing more and more and more of this. In quarter two, I'm going to my first auction to buy properties at a live auction. I may go again, possibly, if another one happens. I've explored now about 4 different counties, and I think specializing in one county makes great sense. And the county I specialize in is nowhere close to me because that's where land is cheap and that's where a bunch of other land investors are going. The power of wholesaling is you need to go in a county where other people are buying and selling so that way you can wholesale to them. And some of these counties I've explored where there's not as many people, wholesaling hasn't been possible. There's a smaller pool of people that other land investors to sell to. So I think continuing to go to having one county as kind of your home base, and if you want to explore, as I have done, I think it's a great idea. But you want to have a home base county that you start out with and that you know other land investors are in so that you can wholesale properties rather than being forced to have to sell them retail, which has led me to hold on to some properties longer than a month, which we don't want to hold on to properties longer than a month, considering the fact that some of these have homeowners' dues, they have the sewer water costs, and some of those kinds of things, which can add up. Other major lessons learned, Facebook has been the primary way to market properties, and that has sucked up a lot of my time. So I'll talk about in another future podcast episode when we do the next quarterly update why Facebook has sucked up so much time, what are the different sales channels that you can use to sell properties, and what that all looks like. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I hope this has been inspirational to you today in talking through the journey of these different things. And if this is something that you are interested in and you are passionate about, I am happy to connect with you and share with you more specifics, more lessons that I've learned. Make sure to reach out to me, Dave, at drfreedompodcast.com with any questions, any thoughts. I'd be happy to hop on the phone and let you in behind the curtain a little further on what's been going on with the land business and what I've sold and bought and where I would go and where I wouldn't go and stuff like that. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston encouraging my friends, create other income streams, create wealth, step outside of your comfort zone, try something new. You may do awesome at it. You may fail at it, but if you don't try it, you're never going to find out. And above all else, I highly suggest when you do these experiments, play with money you're willing to lose. Believe you're going to make it back, but play with money that you are willing to lose. So if you have to step away and call it quits, everything is all good. And so remember, my friends, remember to slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. All right, my friends, well, that was the show for today. I hope you loved it, and I just want to give you one more reminder. My newest book, The Young Physician's Guide to Money and Life, is available right now. $25. You get the sun, the moon, the stars, all kinds of bonuses, $100 worth of priceless knowledge. Are you ready to go and pick this book up? If so, you're going to want to get it from me and get all those bonuses by texting DocBook, that's DocBook, to 44222, or going to the website drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook. Again, snag your copy now by texting DocBook, that's all one word, to 44222, or going to drfreedompodcast.com/DocBook.